low-key and sometimes salty.
They mix it up, and I like that a lot.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurt on Star 102.5.
We got to talking about weird food combinations because everybody seems to have one. Our listener, Kim, tweeted at us that hers is French dressing on cottage cheese. Says she loves salad bars for this reason. You know, I don't think I've ever had that, but I get where she's coming from. Because for whatever reason, when I go to a salad bar, I always have to have cottage cheese. Mm-hmm. And it's so weird to me because we have it at home. I eat it, I don't know, a couple times a week.
Okay. Sure.
It's not like I never get it. But if I go to a salad bar, I get my salad and I get cottage cheese. And I don't know why. And then so it kind of does run in with my dressing,
mm-hmm. yep.
which is usually ranch. And that's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's probably the same concept a little bit.
I like cottage cheese on my salad.
Yeah, so would I.
Oh, do you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if I do I a salad tried that bar. Yeah.
No, that's delicious. With a little bit of oil and vinegar
that's
on top.
Exactly.
That's
exactly. I've had that balsamic on top. Yes. And Italian, like a balsamic on top.
Together.
Uh-huh. And I'll use that, especially if I don't think any of the protein options look real good.
Mm-hmm. Buffalo wing sauce on cottage cheese,
sure.
also delicious.
I bet that's fine.
And
yeah.
taco sauce, love yeah. it.
Because now I'm thinking baked mm-hmm. potato. I also put cottage cheese on baked potato.
Oh, yeah. I do
never
that.
Never thought of that.
Yeah.
It's very
I like
tasty.
A little butter first and then the cottage cheese. So.
Okay, look at us. All right. Look at us.
We'll throw a little chives in there, too.
We could do a potato bar together.
Almost. I bet you would ruin it, yeah.
Right.
But if we can stop mm-hmm. here, we have agreement. I can tell already you're about to ruin it.
How you're not going to like it? The next thing I'm
going to
say.
You're right. What?
Sunflower seeds.
Not terrible.
Well, yeah. I mean, of all the things you could have thrown at me.
Really?
I mean, if you had it on there, that wouldn't be a deal breaker, like a mushroom.
Right. Okay. Are we doing regular potatoes, or are you throwing in a sweet potato?
No. Sweet potatoes are good.
They're good, but I mean, for the purpose of this conversation,
okay.
we're just talking about a baked potato, regular russet baked potato.
I think we could do that.
By the way, now I want a baked potato bar.
Mm-hmm. You're not going to put any...
Those are good.
Not going to put any hummus on it or anything?
No.
Okay, good.
Jeez.
Chickpeas.
I remember when I worked at the potato place in college in Iowa City, the Super Spud, you know, which I still name all my fantasy teams after.
Super Spud. I've never even been there, but it haunts mm-hmm. me every year because Ken beats me and I have to bow to Super Spud.
It's great. But we obviously had a lot of combinations. But people used to put beef stroganoff on baked potatoes.
Sure.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That sounds good to you?
Yeah.
But you like the mushrooms.
I would get it with gravy and, yeah, I could see that.
That one made me gag. I always used to think... Please, and then you'd have a certain customer who had it every time and was like, oh.
Mm-hmm. It wouldn't be my pick, but I can see it. So.
All right.
It's okay.
280-1025, Melissa, Melissa in Webster City. All right. What do you got, Melissa?
Yeah. So my husband likes to put when we have hot dogs, he will line his hot dog bun with mayonnaise and then make up his hot dog however he wants, but he eats it with mayonnaise, and I think it's disgusting.
Hot dog and mayonnaise.
Okay, and I now...
Yeah, at first glance, I don't like, but maybe.
But
I don't know.
Because I think it's a little bit like bologna. I mean, if you were having a bologna sandwich, would you put mayo and mustard, you know, like mayo mustard on your bologna sandwich?
See, I just put mustard for me.
Okay.
Yeah, but then he adds, like, all this other stuff to it, too. Like, you know, it's like, you don't normally put... Well, I don't know. Maybe you do put onion on a bologna sandwich, but... So, like, put, like, onion and ketchup. And you don't generally eat a bologna sandwich with ketchup.
That's true. That is true.
I don't know.
Even if he does chili dogs, he'll do it on the chili dogs, too. And I'm sorry, mayonnaise and chili? No.
No, I don't like that.
Yeah, I don't. That does not sound
my
good.
My hope is that it's ranch, and then when I find out it's mayonnaise, I go, oh, no. Yeah,
But then I like to take canned tomatoes, and I'll spice them, and I'll throw them in mac and cheese.
Yes, no, I could see that. Tomato and mac and cheese, I could get on board with. That's not terrible.
Well, it's pasta.
Mm-hmm.
It's pasta with tomatoes. That's generally...
Right. Yeah, with like a cheese.
That'd be okay.
That's how you get it anyway.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So that's okay. Your husband is right with the hot dog?
Yeah.
He's weirder than you.
Much more weird.
Yes. Definitely.
Yeah, you're at least in the food, ballpark.
Right.
Right.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Melissa. You have a good day. Take care.
You too. Thanks.
I have Amy in West Des Moines. This is your dad. What does he do?
He does peanut butter and jelly with a slice of American cheese and cocktail olives.
Yeah. I think you found a way to ruin peanut butter for me.
Yeah. I agree completely.
Have you tried it?
Oh, no.
Yeah, no.
That's the way I like all of those things. Together, there's no way.
Yeah. Why are you not saying anything, Colleen?
Are cocktail olives the green ones?
Yes.
And they're on the sandwich?
Oh, yeah. He does the peanut butter and the jelly on the two slices, gets that, and then puts the olives on the jelly, and then the American cheese over, and sometimes he will actually heat it up in the microwave to get the cheese melted.
Well, that's interesting. That's a twist.
Yeah, and I'm pregnant, and I won't go anywhere near it.
That is a true sign.
Oh, that's awful. I'm not saying a lot because I'm too busy throwing up in my mouth.
There we go. I'm right there with you.
Yeah, that's a rough one. Thanks, Amy. Have a good day. Take care.
Free music, free entertainment, and maybe, just maybe, a free laugh. Ken, Colleen, and Kurt in the morning on Star 102.5.